WERCY is out here. Good morning, Dakota. Good morning, Donald. How are we doing? Got a little more motivation today. I have no choice. I got laundry piling up, so today's going to be doing laundry pretty much all day. That's about it. But, I have my computer packed up. I just got to make arrangements for Sean to pick it up at his convenience and get it out to you for you to take a look at it, which I would appreciate. Yeah, just jot your credentials on a notepad or something, or send them to me, and I'll see what I can do. Is there anything on there that you cannot live without? Things that you got to back up, any documents, personal information? Part of that is it's pretty much gone. What shows in the files are, you know, you go to the file page and you got all your little icons and all the stuff about the files. You click on it, it comes up as an empty folder. So I'm not looking to really recover. I'm just trying to get it to basically work again and accept a disk or two. I've got maybe four disks I have to download into it, one being the Motorola, because it is a Windows 10, and that's what it's set up off of, is Windows 10. So if we can get it back functioning to that, fine. If not, if you want, just basically sweep it, wipe it out clean, and basically give me a fresh new computer, and I'll rebuild from there everything. I mean, I'll go in to get my phone records and other personal things. I'll do that on my own down the road, but I just need a working computer because I'm not going to invest into a new one and be at Windows 11 and be of no use to me for things like downloads for radios and stuff like that. So, but we'll talk about that. My phone number's in there, the passcode's in there. There's a couple Motorola discs in there and other things. And yes, I did give you the power cords and everything else. So. And my, like I said, my phone number's there, so if you have any questions when you do get it and you do have the time to sit down and take a look at it. I'm in no rush. I have a working tablet. I have a working phone. That'll get me by. Okay, I got to pick this up at some point. Yeah, I packed it up yesterday afternoon, and I tried to catch you before you came home, but I missed you, and right now I'm still horizontal in bed, and I'm just sitting down with my coffee. So any chance on your way home would be a lot easier. Just call me, and I'll meet you down in the lobby, and I'll be better just on the way home for you, and then you can make it, you know, the next day or whatever. I'm in no hurry to get this back. I'm surviving without it, but it's of no use to me, so I got to determine whether or not it's salvageable or whatever I got to do to get a replacement Windows 10 computer. All right, well, my problem is remembering. You know, the day will get busy on me, and everything will be getting, and then I'll be on my way home, and I'll just forget. So I get on the road anywhere from about 3:30 to 4. So kind of look for me then, and just kind of remind me. I'll take the southern route, come up past you, grab it, and then tomorrow morning I can do the handoff. Okay, I'll be listening, and you know, if you do get rerouted or something, you know, your phone rings and you have something else to run to, just, you know, I fully understand that, you know, things, and I appreciate what the both of you are doing to help me out. And, again, it's no hurry. It's just I don't want to write this thing off and see what we can salvage out of it, so I'm going to have to get my hands on a used, refurbished, new refurbished, actually, Windows 10 computer. So, all right, I'll be listening for you later, and good morning to you as well.
K-8-R-U-H.
Go ahead, Anthony, and pass it to Dakota.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hope your ride to work is going well so far, and I'll throw it over to Dakota.
Morning, Anthony. Morning, Sean. Donald, yeah, if Sean drops it off in the morning, I'll have it ready that afternoon based on, depending on what we need to do, even if I have to wipe it and re-image it, I'll have it ready to go. I'll see if I can stuff any more memory or anything in it while I have it, too. I've got all kinds of stuff laying around. But, yeah, Sean, just coordinate with me. Let me know when you have it, and I'll coordinate with you to get it back to you. The hardest part for me is going to be finding an image of Windows 10.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, last time I was looking for one, it wasn't as easy as it once was. I found this one called Tiny 10 that I like really well for the Weiss boxes, but, you know, not really apropos for the for a regular computer. But, they're out there. Anywho, I'm hoping I'll have it on the way into work tomorrow, so I'll just take the northern route and meet you there. And if you do get it during the day, I can, at worst case, the next morning, I can do the northern route and pick it up, unless I can take the northern route coming home. So two's worth of one stone. So we'll play that by ear. I just don't, you know, our quitting times are not coordinated like the start times. Anywho, looks like it's going to be a nice day. I'm going to be doing some road tripping. I'm either going to be working on Richmond or one of my sites in Sterling. So, yeehaw, field tripping today. Anthony?
I was thinking the same thing, Sean. It is a nice day. Anytime after a long winter that you got to put sunglasses on your drive into work is a good thing.
Funny you say that, because I just reached over and grabbed mine, staring right into the sun heading east right now. Anthony, do you by chance have any Windows 10 ISOs laying around?
I can check with my guys. I would be shocked if we did not. So let me see what I can figure out today.
Again, good morning, Anthony. I'm in no hurry to get this back. You all three of you have, real jobs. Even if it takes a month, I'm not worried about it. It's just, I'd like to get old Betsy back up and running, and we can salvage it and save it, and it can handle what I need for it to handle Windows 10 stuff with Motorola software. Everything that I use. There's no urgency to get this done. I'm thankful and everything, and I'm just being blessed right now by you guys, and I'm thankful and grateful. So there's no rush. Dakota.
Well, fortunately for you, Donald, you know an army of nerds, and I think between the group, there's plenty of resources to make this happen quickly. So, like I said, as soon as I get it, as long as I have an image, I'll just reflash, fresh image, fresh install. I'll see if I can upgrade you at all with anything I got laying around, and you'll be good as new. Sean?
Yeah, we get it. No rush, but the thing is we know ourselves, and once we got a project, we just want to get it, knock it out, and move along. So we self-impose a rush. Don't worry about it. Ain't you? It's like, now that I got a tap to pick this thing up, I want to get it done as soon as efficiently as possible. And it'll be bugging me until I get it done. So it ain't you. You ask Anthony, can you find something? He's like, it's going to bug him until he finds it now. Yeah, don't worry about it. The rush will just be kind of a natural thing that happens. Anthony?
Yep, that's how it goes. I'll look and see this morning, and I'll let you know, Dakota. And, hey, I did find a mounting bracket for the body of that radio. They have them at Gigaparts. I'm going to probably order one today. So I was shocked that somebody still had one around.
I am too, because that radio is no spring chicken. Hopefully it's not too expensive. Now you got to spend $100 so you get free shipping. So get some more goodies. And yeah, Donald, that's just how it goes, man. We touch something, we got to get it done, or else it'll fall on the back burner. And Anthony, today the radio is finally out for delivery. It's in Shelby Township. So I don't know what took so long, but it's coming today. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, that was going to be my next question. You just answered that. So no reports so far. And I've been having weird shipping lately. I had a FedEx package, and I thought they were supposed to be looking swift, but my God, that was the most agonizing thing to watch as it traveled. It looked like it was going by semi the whole way from San Francisco, California. And, it, you know, every day it was about, you know, 6 to 10 hours drive, and then it would sit, and 6 to 10 hours drive and sit. And it was like, oh my God, I'm just watching this thing, you know. New Mexico, Texas, Missouri, I'm like, oh my God, you're killing me. And then I had another one, same thing. It was, that one was weird. It was, this was Postal Service. You know, they said, well, it could be, you know, they says, you know, we think it'll be there Monday or Saturday. And then it kept changing, and, you know, it would say it's in, it said it's in Pontiac, but it'll be delivered on Thursday, but then it adjusted and said, update, it'll be delivered on Monday, and then Monday came and went, and then they said Tuesday or Wednesday, and it came on Tuesday or something. It was just the most bizarre tracking ever seen. The thing, it wasn't that it bounced all over or anything, and it took a little longer than I expected, but it was just weird. The tracking reporting was just so unreliable. I couldn't count on anything. They predicted it to be every day from like Monday through Saturday, you know, and you just had to flip a coin and guess which one you were going to believe. It was the weirdest thing. I'd never seen anything like that. So I've had a couple of weird shippings lately. You know, that FedEx that took forever, it was like on a wagon train, and then that bizarre U.S. Postal Service one that, you know, just reporting weird. I don't know. Something's in the air, I guess. Yeah, for me, FedEx, I have an account with them. And whenever I order something and I get it for shipping, be it overnight to two-day, three-day delivery, whatever I pay for, if it takes longer, I fight them for a refund. And 9 times out of 10, I usually get it. It was promised to me in 2 days. Here we are 4 days. It's not here. It's not even close to Michigan. And I'll fight them for a refund. And Postal Service, USPS, they're a ping pong ball between packages that arrive in Detroit at the airport and get bounced around between Pontiac, Oak Park, Troy, and then the Troy Madison Heights hub there at 12 Mile and John R. My package will arrive in Detroit, let's say, today, and I won't see it till Friday. It takes them 3 days to get it to me from, you know, the hub, and it's just ridiculous with the Postal Service. Anthony?
Yep, it is wild. Dakota's mounting bracket is only $10. So, yeah, I got to find $90 worth of stuff to buy so I can get free shipping, which seems ridiculous. I might just have to pay shipping on this one.
Yeah, I know. That's how I accumulated as many HT antennas as I do, because I was always within a couple bucks of free shipping. So it's like, well, I might as well pay for an antenna and then get free shipping instead of paying the same amount for shipping. But, well, again, I'm glad you found it. You have to send me a picture once that thing's done. And, yeah, I've had issues with shipping, too. I don't know what's going on. Usually UPS is pretty rock solid for me, but that thing sat from April 16th until yesterday morning. It finally started moving from Sparks, Nevada. I was pretty bummed out, but no one has those 150 RAS. DXE, I bought the last one, and it was, of course, not in their Ohio warehouse. But not to change the subject here, Sean, but I'm trying to put pieces of a puzzle together. So I saw Dave's WAN, and he was having all-star issues with FBI. We were also having weird issues and packet loss with the digital hub on my open spot. When I was talking to him on my way home, I tried my Verizon hotspot, I tried my AT&T hotspot. same exact thing. Do you think he was having, I think AT&T was having some sort of issues for his service, but I'm curious what you were able to find if you looked at the logs or anything.
Okay, I'm subterranean right now, so let me know how it sounds. I'm down in that gully, and I'm on my work vehicle. Are you hearing me?
Not as good as you usually sound, but I can copy.
All right. Yeah. So he was looping to the 2.6. It just filled up my buffers and crashed the asterisk just over and over and over. And I finally figured it out. It was that it's the radioless node, and it explains the stuff I was hearing. So he's got something going on there with that somehow, however that was hooked up. It was through AT&T. So yeah, I think most of the problem was on his end. I don't want to claim that absolutely, but it really looks. I can't think of what else it would have been.
Hi, Dakota.
Up here. Yeah. So, anyhow, the other thing I was going to say is that you guys sound like you're both looking for that bracket. So, you know, at least you can combine and split the shipping, right? Anyhow, Anthony.
Oh, I don't think Dakota's looking for one. I was just asking him if he had seen one. If it was, I thought he already had his 150, and I was checking with him to see if it came with a bracket because I was going to try to buy a bracket for that radio and use it on my radio, and went in circles until I figured it out yesterday, and I have to order it this morning.
Yeah, and I'm pretty positive they changed their body style with the 300, no, yes, maybe the 200. Whenever they came out with a new cooling, what is it, the forced air convection or whatever the hell it's called, I think they changed the bodies and the brackets. But, nope, I don't need one. I was just trying to help Anthony out, but I'm glad you found one. I'm trying to think, what if I was in your shoes, I'd spend $10 on a bracket and figure out $90 worth more, you know, of radio shenanigans, what would I get? Sean, what would you get?
In trouble with my wife again.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Again? That's right. Every time I got to puff an order up, you don't need that crap. That she says that radio crap. Every time I yell at her about the Amazon packages a mile deep. You and your radio crap. That's what she says.
My wife always asks me if that's so that I can talk to my truck driver friends.
I'll bring it on in there, Hoss.
Yep, my wife's less than impressed every time a DXD box shows up, especially when it's a long one that's got an antenna in it.
When I was first married and my first daughter was on the way, that's pretty much when I got started in GMRS back in the late 70s, and Boo Boo wasn't born until 82, but still, as much as my wife complained about the radios and things like that I was getting into, it sure came in handy when my first daughter was around and or about to be born and subsequent time after that. So she kind of got it after that, how essential a radio can be. And in 82, cell phones were just starting to, you know, come into the area. They got their advantages.
So, Dakota, what do you think I should buy?
You could get a smaller bioleno battery.
Good call. I'm going to need one of those anyways. I should probably buy it now.
I have to tell my wife, I'm like, it could be way worse. I could be doing drugs. I could be at the bar. I could be at the titty bar. No, I'm just buying radios and being a nerd and staying at home. So, count your blessings.
Sean must be grabbing coffee. But yeah, there's far more destructive hobbies than this. That's for sure.
Sorry about that. I was, the other radio had my ear. There's some guys over on the Gomer side of the radio, and we were talking about the technical aspects of the MIA. Always listen to make sure, you know, what they're, hear what they think is going on. If they just use it, stop talking about it. Anyhow, enough on all that. I don't know if I'm going to get coffee. I'm going to be running out here in a little bit. Probably wait and do it then. Who's next, Dakota?
I believe so. Where are you at right now, Sean? You're frying pretty good.
Romeo Plank and F-59 just going under the light right now. And I switched over to USS.
What do you got,
doesn't make sense, because that's probably where Dakota is.
Yep, just past his parking lot, so. Waved as I went by, allegedly.
Yeah, that's weird. It's night and day between your work car and your personal car. I guess the good thing is it's your personal car that sounds good and not the work car.
Yeah, I keep meaning to check these antennas out. I keep saying I'm going to do it, and I never. I walk in the door, and work hits me, and I just don't think of it. So I'm going to tell you today that I'm going to check them out today. Ah, we'll see.
Well, I'm going to jump in here to say I got to check out, and I'll coordinate with Sean when he's on his way home. And, again, my laundry is piling up here, and it's just looking at me, and I'm looking at it going like, okay, who's going to move first? And it looks like it's going to be me. So, everybody have a great day. Enjoy the weather if you can get out for a little bit, and we'll catch up with some of you this afternoon, and we'll go from there. W8RCY, we're clear. We're going to go listen to the BS over on the other side of the world that Sean mentioned. See if anybody knows what they're talking about. Take care, and thanks, guys. W8RCY.
Have a good morning, Donald. We'll talk to you tomorrow. K8RUH. Were you guys pulling in the parking lot yet?
I am turning down Elizabeth here, so I am probably about a minute from parking.
I've been sitting here for about 10 minutes just procrastinating, and fortunately this week is easy street, so taking my time.
Yep, I am about 3 minutes out myself. Hopefully it warms up quickly, and I can get out of the office early. We'll see what happens.
Well, I'm going to be either in Sterling Heights, babysitting one of my sites as some contractors put in some electrical stuff for me, or I'm going to be putting in the receiver up in Richmond for the 7.2, so that's going to get done either way. It's just a matter of who does that and who babysits. So that's kind of my morning. Kind of wouldn't mind doing the Richmond thing. That way I could meet up with Wally and get some breakfast or some lunch or something. So, but if I stay here, do the babysitting, I might be able to work on the Warren receiver. So I have that to contemplate here. And I am making my final turn here. Parking spot will be just ahead, so we'll catch everybody later today. Donald, I'll try to remember, but if not, when I pop out here around 3:30, anywhere from 3:30 to 4, just
just refresh my memory with a, you know, are you swinging by here or something, question mark, and that'll jog my memory. All right. Parking spot straight ahead. W8FU.
All right, Sean, have a great day, and we'll talk to you later on. Dakota, I'm guessing...
Donald, have a good day. Sean, have a good day. Sean, let me know when that thing's live, and I'll test it when I get home today. And Anthony, yeah, I'm going to walk in now. So holler if you got an ISO for me, and we'll figure out how to transfer it over. Everyone have a good day, and I'll catch up with you later. NADBS.
Have a good one, gentlemen. K8RUH.
NAKPP from W8FU.
Who are you looking for?
Walter.
This is Walter.
Looks like Paul's loading up. He's looking to get moving quick.
Okay, I'll meet him there. About a half hour, probably.
Let me see if I can get him on the radio. You guys can coordinate when he gets rolling.
Okay, here or there, either one. I'm listening to both. And NAKPP.
Where are you off to today?
Bloomfield Hills, I think. Long Lake and Woodward.
Not too far. But, that we're crazy today?
Today's a little bit quieter. I gotta install an app on a computer and then go replace a reader and then, foot a ladder for a camera, so. Not too crazy.
And the parking lot 75 south now.
No, I think this is an indoor camera that we got to do. I got to find out when I call him in a little bit. Meet me up at Bloomfield Hill to get that out of the way, and then we will proceed with the day from there, I guess. Things change every time I log in. It's something new.
Yeah, it's better than logging in and getting nothing.
No, I don't mind those days. I just hang out at the office, but I do some training modules or, you know, whatever else. And then I take off and find something to do.
Yeah, there's some days where you're there twiddling your thumbs, some days you're so busy you can't even get things straight.
Oh yeah, the other days like that, I'm so busy it's like just don't go from one end to the next. But it makes the day go faster. I mean, I try to start early. I mean, maybe we don't start till 10, but I've been booking it out of the house between 7 and 8 just to get things done. Depending on what needs to be done, I can clear anywhere between 6 to 8 runs in a day, if they're quick. Other times, I get maybe 3 done.
Well, you get the ones like you had last week, you had to almost cross the bridge.
You know, that big, huge, scary one that's at the top of the mitten? Yeah, you'll never see me go over that.
It's a fun one to Mike Oliver.
Yeah, no, I have no intention and no desire to even meet that challenge. I'll go stand and look at it, no problem. But going over it, no thank you. I do okay over the Blue Water, and I think I went over the Ambassador once or twice, but besides that, that's about as far as it goes. Acrophobia, phobia against water, yeah, no.
Yeah, that, some people just can't do bridges. But, yeah, once you get up there, it's really nice. I'd love to be up with EP, but the appeal is kind of its downfall. You know, that, being up there with the solitude is also no jobs.
The ironic thing, Lance, is in my younger days when I lived in L.A., I had it in my brain that I was going to jump out of a perfectly good airplane for fun. That never happened, but it was just weird. I actually had that thought of, let's go skydiving. Not now.
That's what happened is you went to L.A. and got, you know, the ground shakes every once in a while, and, you know, you don't want to do that when you're on a bridge.
No, I've been in a couple earthquakes. I was in the Whittier earthquake of, 87. I've been in a few minor tremors. No, I think that what happened was is, I came back here and just a week before my son was born, fell out of a truck, and there's some pretty nasty damage to my right hand and my face, so luckily my face was just all scraped up, but that weird feeling of falling, yeah, I was awake during the whole thing, and when I smacked into the ground is when I finally passed out.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. It's not the falling part. It's the sudden startup at the end.
Yeah, the sudden stop at the end is what caused my right hand to remove itself from my body. So, yeah. After that, I have this fear of heights and all that goes with and vertigo. Nothing is the same. I don't like to fly anymore either.
Hey, you're taking all the fun stuff away. I like flying. I wish I could see more of it, but unfortunately, I don't.
Yeah, I get an underlying or subconscious anxiety, I guess you could say, with flying. But the only thing is I love helicopters. I've been in a helicopter too, and it's the greatest experience ever. So I want to do that again one day.
Maybe I go all nerd out when I get to fly or when get somebody from the airport or whatever, and I'll have the flight aware going, tracking airplanes, and you know, looking at the ADS-B, and get all the listening to air traffic control and everything. And when I had to pick up my dad, and I didn't know about his flight when he landed, and he did.
I got that flight radar. We have flight radar, and there's another one. And yeah, when I sat at the airport, worked there afternoon. For so many years, I sit there and watch it, either on my phone or on my iPad. The airplanes and stuff, you know, the regular flights are pretty cool to watch, big huge loops and everything, and you get the little private ones, and they all just go and make a big circle and land, and then the helicopter's all squirrely, looks like a kid scribbling on the screen. KCK Joe for ID if I didn't do it already.
Yeah, that's cool. I should know how they can get them all lined up and bring them all in. And it's a well-oiled machine.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was at the airport when a couple fighter jets were there. I don't know if it was a stop. They did something with the U of M game. One of the pilots actually was a alumni of U of M. So he got a hold of his CO and says, hey, me and a couple buddies are going to go to the U of M game. And he goes, yeah, just be back in time for dinner. And took off with a couple F-18s. And a couple landed at Metro, a couple landed at Willow Run, and for the flyover, did that. Then they stopped at the FBO, got fueled up, got a picture with them and the lieutenant. After that, watched them take off, and that's an amazing sight when you're right there at the base of the runway watching that thing take off.
Yeah, they go into a self-familiar air show up there. Watching that, and then a few years ago, my ex-wife was from Appleton, which is right in between Oshkosh and Green Bay, and we were there for visiting her parents when EAA was in town. And we went to EAA, and that was quite a show too.
And I had the opportunity 1 year. Service call at one of the hangars over at Willow Run, and also be having airport clearance or AOA clearance. I was able to get on the tarmac the day that the Blue Angels flew in for the air show, and got to meet them. That was pretty cool. They're a great group of pilots. I'll be right back. I gotta make a phone call. KCO.
I got 20 minutes till KBOA.
Going today, partner?
Long Lake and Woodward. Actually, Woodward and Long Lake. It's off of Woodward. Do it right.
Oh, very good. Okay. Heading north for a little bit for my volunteer thing, and then I'll be at the office most of the day. So, other than that, things are exciting. So, and then I fly out tomorrow, I think about 1 o'clock, and I don't get home late, I think 10 or 11 on Friday night. I heard this morning saying you don't like to fly. I'm glad I don't have that problem. But if you like helicopters, one of these days we got to go and play with mine. I've got a 550 remote control helicopter. I haven't flown it in a few days, but if I fly it on the simulator for a day, I'm sure I can get it back.
Cool. Yeah, then I'll bring my drone over and mess around with that. Can't do it in my house, even though I got an open backyard, because my dog would like to eat it, and she tries every time I land it.
Yeah, any KPP. We'll just fly it around at the Brandenburg Park, or whatever that big park is there. In New Baltimore in the center of town, just do it some weekend when, you know, it's like every other weekend, and I can't quite figure out the schedule, but one weekend, all the kids are there, the next weekend it's a ghost town, so I think that they do a lot of traveling with that and go to different communities. We'll just have to pick a weekend when no one's there, or maybe
play hooky one day and do it during the week. Invite all of our radio buddies around, and I got three or four of them. I got some small ones that, you know, unless you completely plow it into the ground, they hold up pretty well. They're all collected fish. They all have power tail rotors, fixed motor speed. You know, and you wind it up and you just change the angle of the dangle and away you go.
Yeah, mine is, my drone is just, it's got the collapsible rotor kind of thing. It folds up, goes in a box. But it's just under the limit of where you need a license for it. So, but I got an old iPhone that I'm going to charge up with it. I have sport mode. It's supposed to do all this fancy stuff, but I'm too scared for it to try any of that.
Power company truck. Lots of them. They had a lot of outages. Where are they going? They're going down 28 miles. I guess that wind was so significant, even parts of Warren lost power yesterday. A stepdaughter called mommy and said that they lost power for like 12 hours.
Yeah, I heard it last night. It was howling.
Yeah, Sean, if you're listening, I'm about halfway there, just the FYI. So, very good. All right. And then they made me take another online class yesterday. This thing is like the hot of bureaucracy. We're trying to get our ALA stuff back, and it's like the height of bureaucracy. But I'll pull it off.
Yeah, I keep getting these emails from this thing called HireRight or whatever. It's like, we're working in association with your company and need to do a background check. It's like, my company's already did a background check and I'm not finding getting any other jobs. So, I know it's for one of our accounts. So we can get an ID badge to walk around the facility. I'm like, I'm not there all the time. I don't need a badge. They can escort me to a damn door. I don't care. But I'm not going through this 5-day onboarding with videos and tests and everything just for a gold darn badge I'm going to use maybe twice a month.
I think Sean was looking for me on the VHF one, but I couldn't hear him. Something happened to my antenna. This radio was working a heck of a lot better on the DHF side. So I looked up water in it or something. Go ahead, Sean. W8FUNAKPP.
Just to be clear, it's me. It's not me getting in the repeater. It's you hearing the repeater, right?
I'm having a hard time hearing the repeater, but something happened because this morning when Jeff said my signal sounded not so good, usually where I was at, it sounds good. So I'm wondering if I don't have water underneath that antenna. That one antenna I got, whatever, long story short, I just have to dry it out. So I'll let you know in a minute.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking. I'm asking if it's you or me. So it's not me. There you go. All right, I'm going to get back to what I'm doing here. That's over there working on that one.
Got it. Met the light. Okay, thanks. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's you. Or me, I mean. I'm sorry. Pretty sure it's me. N-A-K-P-P. Tom, I gotta let you go. I'm almost where I'm supposed to be. And I'll phone call you and let you know how well it works, because this is going to probably benefit you pretty well.
Sounds like a plan to me. Yeah, just call me or text me or whatever, and then when I get in that area, I can check out PHL, see how it's doing. So I'm going to try for now, KCKGO. Good morning, Sean. KCKGO.
Yeah, if you can hear me over here, Jeff, you sound really good in AKPP. No, I caught you. Thank you. I'm here, so I'll let you know what happens with this project in KPP. Go to the system tech.
What's that?
We did not.
I didn't hear you, but that was my fault because I was changing channels. What'd you say?
The squelch was not touched.
Are you still there?
I have left. I do know when we keyed it, the light changed, but not that that matters anything, but we were right under it. Have to talk to Sean about that, if he wants anything done with it.
Yeah, I posted it, so I guess should get adjusted because you got local noise on site. Sometimes isn't present on the bench, so would be a good idea to adjust it, but it'll just cause trouble later. There is a problem.
Yeah, this is all new to me, but I'm assuming you would need a speaker. Oh, I was wondering why I was getting an echo. I found it. I'm assuming you would need a speaker, but I don't have one with me either way. But if they need me to go back up there, I can adjust it as after it gets hooked up.
No, you don't need a speaker. You just got to take the 12 spot on the RTCM and turn it back until you start to see the receive light come on, and then you turn it ahead a turn and a half.
Okay. Sean, do you want me to go back and do that, or do you want to leave it be? Or I think Sean's in a meeting. I think he's tied up. Yeah, it's no big deal. If I have to go back there, it's only like a five-minute drive for me. So I'm in north of Baltimore, and this is the next town up. So if we need to adjust it, it's a lot easier for me just to go up there and do it. We'll just wait till Sean gets back with us.
Yeah, I didn't look. Is it not on the voter yet?
I don't see it. I think they're waiting for Fred.
Okay. All right. KBSW.
Thanks for your help. NIKPP.
WSSM mobile.
Yep. It's... W8FU.
Good afternoon. ABH here.
Good afternoon. Just running out for lunch.
Yeah, me too. I just left Deb's place and got doctor's appointments. I gotta grab a quick one.
Roger. Has Deb mentioned the hospital? The hospital coverage test.
No. She did say she talked to you yesterday. Something about donuts.
Yeah, that came up, of course. But no, just she's got to do a coverage test in the building, and we were discussing how to get that accomplished. Sounds like she's got it all worked out. Her and is it Bill? I forget what Zimmerman's boy's name is.
Tim, maybe.
Well, when I say his boy, he's probably our age, at least. So, but there's a famous guy, Bill Zimmerman, back in the day, owned a radio shop, and his son works with you guys.
Oh, you're probably talking about there's two mics. One of them they call Mac.
That could be it. Mike. Yeah, probably. No. Anywho, I guess they were, I guess they're all set. They figured out what they need to do. They just need to get some RSSI reading. And there was some other language on the stuff they had to do that was a little confusing, uplink and downlink and stuff like that. So I had to just kind of help figure out what all that was about.
Yeah, she was asking me all kinds of questions about licensing and stuff for, Beaumont changing to Corwell, there's all kinds of changes and stuff, and I'm saying, like, I don't even know about AM and GMRS stuff, but I told her if she wants me to tackle that issue, it's a project I could definitely get my teeth into, so we'll see about that.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. My stuff's all public safety, 100%, so, I am exempt from a lot of the stuff that you will not be if you're trying to transfer from one change of ownership, one entity to another. So I do not know what you might run into there, but I know a guy.
Yeah, apparently they use this other company that handles all that, but I don't know. What she was showing me looked like a total mess. It's very confusing. But I just told her, if that's what you want me to do, I'll do it. I just got finished assembling a bunch of, I got more to go with radios for the department down in Wayne County.
Yep, there you go. Well, that licensing stuff can be a real mess. It's not fun. So, like I said, I'm exempt from a lot of the stuff that you wouldn't be. So, Yeah, good luck. If you do take that on, I mean, you certainly figured out. There's lesser folks have figured it out, so I have no doubt you would, but it's an aggravation regardless, so. All right, I'm here at the restaurant. I'm going to get inside and see if they have got my vittles ready to go. Oh, dirt road. I didn't know there was a dirt road here. Your grass at my 59. Again, one of our favorites, La Mia. All right, I'll be back. After yours, W8FU.
Yeah, I just pulled in also. ABAPR.
Donuts? Did somebody say donuts? W8RCY. Are those donuts cannoli donuts? Just asking for a friend. KF8S monitoring.
W8FU, stuff in my face.
Hey, Jacob, ping on my stuff.
I didn't see it. You should have pinged me directly or messaged me because I wasn't paying attention. But I could have swore all my stuff were turned off at that time. Like, I didn't have the mic turned on. I could see maybe my node was connected.
I mean, nothing would change. I mean, I just look, all that happened was the dashboard just stopped responding. So I logged in. I went, what the heck? Did a reboot, came back up, and I just saw that in the log. And, but I mean, other than that, no harm, no foul. The repeaters were all still connected and working, so.
So other than filling up log space, that's probably all that happened. That's okay. It's just weird. I noticed a problem with, I was connecting to East Coast Reflector earlier today, so I thought maybe there might be something related. So I think what I'll do is I'll just be cautious and connect it up to my local node and see if it starts having problems there, and then that way it only breaks my node.
Yeah, it was more an observation than anything. At first I didn't know, man, what that says I'd be. But, yeah, that sounds like a plan. Anyhow, go ahead, Tom.
Oh, it's just Steve was monitoring. You were stuffing your face, and I'm just sitting on my duff over here at, where am I, Livernois 94, waiting for some 25-year-old door controllers to load at 1200 baud.
Good afternoon. I'm just outside in the yard letting my dog roam around a bit. She's so, poor dog, she keeps on falling. Her hips are not doing so well. But she likes going outside, so I'll just let her roam a bit. And just on my lunch break, so I figured I'd throw my call out.
Oh, yeah, let them get outside. That's cool. But, I'm going to get back to my lunch here. I went to La Mia's. It's a Mediterranean place on Gratiot between downtown and M59. Got chicken piccata. Boy, is it good. All right, everybody get back to what they were doing. W8FU.
You're uploading code at 1200 baud. Is that what you said? Is it like over RF or something?
No, I'm loading cards. These are door controllers. I could probably do it through the hyper terminal, but that would take even longer. There's like 1,000 ID badges in the system. And I have 19 door controllers. I need to, let's say 20, 40 doors spread throughout a big old steel plant. And it's 20 milliamp daisy chain loop. So when one goes down, it all goes down because it goes in and out of each panel, each controller. And the fastest these things can talk is 48. Once you do that, it starts corrupting data. So the standard baud rate is 1200, 891, X on, X off for flow control.
Oh, fine. You're using 1980s technology. Well, what it's all in your body. Maybe it was early 90s. So I assume that they there's more modern ways of doing things, but that costs money.
Yeah, the newer stuff I have out there goes off of IP, and the downstreams run at 9600, which is pretty fast for the door controllers. Mind you, this isn't a computer, or I'm not playing games or anything. It's simple data. You know, R equals C space, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, space, R1, space, R2, space, R3. That's what it's sending down. It's just, you know, just basic coded data.
Yeah, serial commands. Okay, makes sense. Yeah, they do that with some of the the programming for our radios. That's the same kind of thing. We're just sending it at, you know, just sending serial data to the radios, and the radio knows what to do.
Now, these door controllers were put in 1999. They're what, 24, 25 years old, and they had a power outage. Then scrambled the processor, which is a 3.5 megahertz processor. So that gives you the age of these things.
Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong. You know, I'm thinking. I thought the processors now are only like 5.3 megahertz because what they do is they scale them now. You know, they put more than one core in them and then multi-threaded.
Yeah, no, this is a very, it just processes very basic information, uses medium technology for the card readers, and as it is, it's very basic, very slow, 1200 baud, you know, two wire in, two wire out, with a daisy chain loop, so it's in one, out one, in two, out two. All the way up to this thing can handle 32 controllers. And it's spread throughout the plant in the areas that are difficult to get to. Oh, got a call. Be right back. KKKKO.
All right, we'll talk to you later. I got to get inside anyways. KFADA. Verbose video about it, but yeah, you can connect to All-Star with it now. Basically, you log in with your All-Star credentials, and you get a token that lives on your device, and then that lets you authenticate as yourself, and then you can go to most All-Star nodes. There's some that are there are some All-Star nodes that block it, that don't let you go in that way, but for the most part, you can get in.
Okay, do you have to connect to it digitally, or will it receive an analog signal?
Nope, it does ULAW, U-L-A-W, the codec. It does it right on the device. So it uses the microphone on the device, encodes your voice to the ULAW format, and then it works on any All-Star. So you can do it on All-Star. You don't have to do it with the All-Star network. If you have an IAX connection, you know, similar to what you use with DV Switch, you can also use the IAX credential. So you can use the username and password for that.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's cool. I might have to get me one of those,
now
that it does that.
Yeah, mine sat on the shelf for a couple months until they announced that. And it's like, now I use it all the time. Not using it right now. I'm trying to troubleshoot whether there's an issue with the thing. It was connecting to, like, FBI, and it was looping. So it was like, not sure if that, I have a feeling it's not broken, but just to be sure, I'm only using it on my node just until I rule that out. I think it's okay though, but just in case, I want to try it out for a day or two locally and then see if it has any issues.
Okay, now this thing still does all the digital modes, right?
Yeah, correct. It does not all of them, just DMR, Fusion, D-Star, and then now ASL. So it doesn't do like P25 or NXDN. So you'd have to cross mode for those, but I don't even know if the original OpenSpot did P25, but yeah, there's no radio at all. It's just the device and Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay, I see. So, all right, that makes sense. So you can't use it as a hotspot for your other radios. It's just purely the audio device.
Correct, yeah, there's no RF component to it at all. You can go in on your computer. It's got a web interface just like the OpenSpot, and you can use your computer kind of as the speakers because you can tell it to listen to the audio, and then when you talk on the mic, it mutes it so that it doesn't echo through the computer speaker. So you can talk on the device and then use your computer speakers as the audio, but it does not have Bluetooth in it. So I know some people asked about that. It does not have Bluetooth, so you can't hook it up to like a headset or anything. You got to use the microphone itself, which I don't know. That's kind of annoying. It'd be nice if it had that at that price point.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see, it's about a month away from, less than a month away from Dayton. I'll have to keep my eyes open for one of those. See if there's a good deal in there.
Yeah, my wish list is that they make the OpenSpot able to be like an FM transceiver as well. That would be cool, because then you could do what you were maybe wanting to do. But I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to leave that digital only just for battery life reasons. But, it's a nice device. Whether it's worth it, you see that price on their website, €329, which is like $400-something. Whether it's worth that or not, it's kind of, you'd have to make that determination. I mean, it's kind of giving you three
different digital modes plus All-Star, so is how much is that worth, I guess?
Yeah, to me it's not worth that much. But like I said, I don't know what you'll see at HandVents. So, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm sure they will show up as used devices in a year or two, and you'll find a deal for them. But yeah, they're just new right now, so full price until that happens or whatever. But all right, I'm gonna get back to lunch. I'll let you get back to driving. It sounds like you're driving. KF8S, so listen out.
All righty, Dave. Catch you later. Thanks for the info. 88PR.
I think I'll just hang here. WNFC.
Another day, another dollar.
Yeah, got a lot of progress done on the 7.2, but there's an issue, which is going to be everybody and their brother's going to be commenting on it. It's got an echo because both receivers are being passed to the transmitter for some reason. So, oh, Christ, what's going on now? God damn it. Am I going to get to... I don't need this. Ah, man.
I think I doubled, so you got a traffic jam.
All right. Who's got M1 bridge to M2? Come on. Stop it.
Because Fred was trying to see if he could hear UHF. He doesn't have VHF in the truck, so that was intentional to see if he could hear it. He's over, I don't know, Lansing area.
So now we got echo on top of echo on top of echo on top of echo.
W8RCY is echo monitoring.
Okay.
This is why nobody wants to talk on these networks, because they're all linked everywhere.
Yeah, well, that was intentional. If you didn't hear me the first four times I said it, I'll say it again. Fred was using here on UHF so he could join in.
He doesn't have VHF in the truck, so there you go. KVNSWR, you don't like it, I guess you don't have to listen to the repeater, but it was done intentional. They were linked together intentionally. Wasn't a mistake. KVNSWR.
Well, I like to talk to people in my own area. I'll bet, I guess I'll clear. KF8S.
Perfectly fine, do what you gotta do. KVNSWR.
You know, all they like to do is work. They don't like to participate. And I'm not here for a show. I'm not going to give people a show.
Who's giving who a show? You're going to say it over the radio. Finish your statement. Go ahead. It's your turn.
This is why people fragment and go on their own networks. Been fun. KF8 is clear.
No matter, who cares? KVNSWR.
Somebody woke up on the wrong side of the radio. KF8? UX.
W8RCY from W8FU.
W8RCY standing by.
Now I think you're answering a call, I would hope. But if you want to stand by, let me know and I'll get a hold of you later.
I'm actually standing, and I'm actually by the front door of the tower, so, you know, I'm basically in the lobby looking out the window. I was outside sitting on a park bench, but it got way too cold in the shade.
There you go. All right, I am at 16 Mile on Van Dyke, and so I will drop down there as soon as I get... As I get that away, I'll let you know when I'm a few minutes out.
Okie dokie. WARCY.
KB8SWR, W8FU.
Go ahead. Sean.
Just wanted to let you know, figured it out.
Well, that's good. You come up with it was in mixed mode?
No, I didn't come up with that, but Fred and I were talking over on the other one, and he asked about a setting, and I said, that setting is here, because I went through the logic I used for setting it, and the one thing that wasn't logical was where it's supposed to be.
You'll have that. It happens. All about just getting it set up. Eventually get it figured out. You'll be able to talk to people in your own area.
Good God. Anyhow, I'll be home probably before Fred, so hopefully I'll have it all fixed before he gets home.
Yeah, you go. Get her done. Well, there's definitely a lot to it. ASL2, we would know if it was mixed because it would have told you on the screen.
That's just it. It didn't say that. It wasn't indicating that at all. It was indicating one was received. It indicated one was receiving and one was voted. There was no indication of mix at all.
Yeah, it showed you in too. But I guess, you know, who cares?
All right, I'm going to let you go back to what you're doing. I know that you're looking for trouble, so I'm not interested. I'll be in a few.
Get stuff in the computer here to, so I'm in Clarkson right now, heading for Midland. Trying to get this stuff entered so I can get out of here. Keep it up, WR.
KS8DUZ W4XED. KS8DUZ W4XED.
I wasn't sure if I'd have to go up to the car and use that radio.
Copy. I'm about less than 10 minutes away.
Cool. Something happened last night around 3 in the morning. I'll have to tell you about it when you get home.
Okay, see when I get there. KFADUZ W4XED.
NADF. W8RCY from W8FU. Present and accounted for. Okay, the drive has taken me longer than I had expected. Probably because they got Grossbeck all shut down. Everybody was taking the route I took. But I'm not far, so keep an eye for me. I should be pulling up there any second. W8FU. Copy that. W8RTY.
I was successful in creating a Windows 10 image to use on your PC, too. So, Sean, if you hook me up with that in the morning, I will have it ready in the afternoon, or if the following morning is more convenient, that's fine as well.
Yeah, I'll get it by to you in the morning. Well, no, wait a minute. Yeah, maybe. Eh, boy. That's going to be rough. I'll get it to you tomorrow, one way or the other. I'm going to try for the morning, but it just occurred to me I've got a job at one of my sites at 18 in Van Dyke. I got to be there around 8 o'clock, so by that time you're long in. So I will see what I can do to make that work, because I can break away from there anytime after I get the guys going.
I was going to say, I can unlock my truck for you or meet you anytime, too, whatever's convenient. Or if I go out, I can holler and try to reach you.
My God, what is with this traffic today? Like, it must be everybody taking alternative routes to that fire. Oh, well. Anyhow, all right, we'll figure it out. I'll have it with me, and then the next step will be a handoff. We'll get it figured out. I'm fairly flexible tomorrow. It's just that my normal drive-by, right when you're pulling into work, tomorrow is not going to happen. So,
MSI, just let me know. No big deal. And I didn't realize I already had 1472 in my radio.
Oh, yeah. We got the receiver online this morning, this afternoon, but there's a setting I have to make in the units, because right now it's both receivers are coming out at the same time. If you hit both and it sounds real annoying, it's an echo, so I'll be tending to that shortly. All right, anyhow, I'm close to Donald here. That's fine. WFU.
Copy that. I heard it when I threw my call out. All right, I'll catch you later. NADF monitoring. W8RCY on ADBF. Quick question.
I'll try my best with a quick answer.
Alright, I got two. How old is that computer, and is it an SSD or an HDD?
I've had it. It's a refurbished, and I've had it for 11 years. As far as HHD or SSD, I'm not sure. It is a Hewlett Packard, and the model number is on in the system there. You should be able to read that.
Oh boy, she's up there. All right, I'll see what I can do. I'll try to resuscitate it.
I think what he's saying is he's throwing away better machines.
Well, I'm not too far behind a better machine. Oh my goodness, is this going to fit? Okay, on the road with the goodies.
Yeah, you're not wrong about the traffic. You should see the interchange at 53 trying to get on.
So I don't know if you were following or not, or you heard, but there was a massive fire in, I think it was in Roseville this afternoon. Multi-alarm, fully inflamed, engaged building. It collapsed. It's got growth specs going south also. So I'm sure that affected my travels home, because most people run down Grosbeck, but everybody was scrambling for a different route. But going north, I don't imagine that would have anything to do with your travels.
They also have local businesses closed.
Yeah, I don't know that that would affect this far west or north, but my maps are saying 6 minutes added because of the on-ramp.
Yeah, that'll fix the traffic light. It's not changing.
I'll jump up and down as hard as I can.
Hey, Donald, Anthony's listening. He said if this doesn't work out, he's probably got something laying around he might be able to get you a smoking deal on.
I copy that. And Anthony, thank you for that offer. We're going to try a good doctor here, Dr. Dakota, and see if he can do some of his life-saving techniques. And if it's VOA, you'll be definitely hearing from me. Thank you. W-A-R-C-Y.
Okay, let me jump out again. I got to pull up at home here in a short and get unloaded and all that good stuff. Catch everybody in bed. W-A-R-C-Y.
Alrighty, Sean, I'll catch up with you. And, Donald, I'm sure I'll be able to get it going. I'm just throwing it out there that she is getting a little old.
I have faith and I believe miracles can happen.
Oh, it's an accident right at 53 at the on-ramp.
Casey, that's weird. I can't get in any other repeaters but this one, and I'm in Pontiac. It's working now, Casey. That's it. Was the repeater down for a minute?
WFSM on bird.
Wally, you on UHF? KBP, W8FSM on UHF.
Oh man, no Wally. That hurts. W8FSM.
What did I do?
Could you go over to VHF and help Chuck? Thank you. W8FSM. Sean, did you figure it out? Oh, I'm so proud of you, Sean. I haven't been home yet, okay? I'm so proud of you, Sean. I've got a semi. W8FSM.
Hey, Dylan.
You stepped in what?
What's that for you?
I don't know. I'm 69 eastbound.
75 northbound.
I was just on 75, but now I'm not. So I'm going to get off here, and I got to get off and get gas. But I was on 70. I even found a hoe on 75. Can you believe that? He was going the other way, though, but I saw him.
Probably driven right next to him. I don't even know what I'm looking for.
What time is this thing tonight?
Seven, I believe, but we're going early to scope out stuff for the EOC.
Alright, well, wait, you said seven, it's only 16:50, so, well, I'm going to down some more cough medicine, we'll see how I feel. I missed that, there was a semi going by.
You're coming with the plague?
I figured I'd be a super spreader.
Is W25 start again?
Yeah, I don't know. Alright, I'm pulling off to get gas here. W8FSM.
Hey, Gateway.
KAZAKKONHKBB. W8EAD. And crickets.
Earthworms.
Did I hear a cricket key up?
No, I said earthworms. Looking for crickets, we got earthworms here.
Yeah, especially after the rain, they all come out, cover your driveway. How's it going, man? What's going on today?
Well, did some more work on the Mecca. It's not done by a long shot, but another milestone, a couple of milestones. Got the first receiver online. It's always something. So, and then work. Yeah. But tomorrow I get to be out and about. so it'll be a pretty good day. That's about it. Nothing special. Picked up Donald's computer. Going to drop it off to Dakota. He's going to take a look at that. So, yeah, all sorts of little things. Nothing too exciting.
Yeah, very good. So, receive sites for the 2.6 or for the 7.2?
The 7.2. We put in the Richmond receiver. And, but that, you know, that static that you hear on the receiver in Mount Clemens, I think until I get that out of there, it's going to be, you know, it's, that's got to be, I got to bump that up. Well, I want to get the Warren receiver online. As soon as I get the Warren receiver online, and that's going to be a top priority, is to get rid of that, whatever that crackly noise in Mount Clemens.
It seemed to be worse when it's windy out. I heard a lot of people complaining about the signal kind of jumping around when it was really windy. Was that something to do with it, or loose connection somewhere outside?
No, I don't think in this case we've got that, although it does have that quality about it. But this is fairly consistent. You get to a certain signal strength, and it's pretty strong. You're still perfectly holding the repeater and perfectly strong, but all of a sudden this static just starts to pop in there with you. And it's very consistent. It never changes. It doesn't go up, doesn't go down, doesn't change. It's just, you know, it's just this very consistent staticky, you know, and on fairly strong signals. And you know, and then when you get weak into it, it gets real tough, you know. But I think it's decent. Of a sort. Well, I mean, there's really only one sort of descents, but I'm pretty sure it's descents. And I'll start troubleshooting it with that in mind.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I remember if I heard what that sounds like. But, I'll have to check it out. Other than that, just kind of enjoying the fact that we're having a few nice days in a row. Might even get the bicycle out today. It's almost, well, it should be, it's warm enough. I don't know what it'll be like 8 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock, but time to get the bicycles down off the ceiling in the garage. I know that you were working on it. I thought you were driving around somewhere picking up bicycle parts a while ago.
Yeah, last thing I found was a fork that I really wanted. And then when I got it, and I got it for a really good price, and I could sell it and make money. But I come to find out that the crown race that they use is different. My bike versus that one, and I know a lot of people have done it. They've put these forks on my bike, but I don't know how, because they use it. They've cut to a different angle, and so you either have to. It's a carbon fiber fork, and you either have to cut the race on that, or you have to re-machine the cup in the bike, and you know, commit one way or the other. But the way they are now, they're just not cut the same. And, you know, people are, oh, yeah, I do it. It works fine, you know, but like, eh, I don't know about that. So that was a kind of a disappointment. I haven't done anything with that part since then. I still plan on something. I don't know if I'll modify the bike is what I'd like to do, because they use an old standard, like a 30-degree, and now everybody's doing a 45, and that's the industry standard. And so, you know, the obvious thing to do would be modify the bike to the industry standard. So, but again, it got more involved than just slapping it in. So, yes, I was out running around getting parts, but I haven't done anything with them yet because of that. I got to get back on my bike. I just started
going to the gym. I've been to the gym pretty regularly, pretty much getting in, walking, and a little upper body the other day, and work into that, maybe lose a few pounds, and then maybe crack the bike back out and start doing that, add that into the repertoire.
Yep, so is the main goal to shave weight off the bike? Or is there another reason why you got the carbon fiber?
Suspension. This is a kind of a, this is a specialty suspension fork. I've already got a carbon fiber fork on my bike, and this is all carbon fiber as well, but it's called a Lof. The company's called Lof, and they're kind of famous for this leaf spring type front end. Really good for gravel bikes. You know, it wouldn't be a fork that you'd want on a trail bike. You know, it doesn't have enough travel. You know, maybe, you know, 20, 30 millimeters of travel. It's just for smoothing out gravel. It's a gravel suspension bike. Or, you know, suspension for a gravel bike. But it's ultra lightweight because it's gravel and it uses these leaf springs. Kind of goofy looking, but they do the job, I guess.
So it's not a typical telescopic fork shock absorber like a motorcycle would have. It's something different. It's not a tube with a spring in it.
Yeah, nothing like that. You know, those weigh a lot. There's no way to get around it. It's a lot of, there's a lot of mechanism up there. A Cannondale, they got what they call the lefty. They've got a front fork that's only got one down tube, and all the suspension's in that one down tube, and that's how they save weight. And it looks really bizarre, but. There's quite a few people running them, and you know, some people swear by it. I think it just looks goofy as hell, but you know, if it works, it works.
10-8 EBS.
Go ahead, Dakota. Is that the new radio?
I was just cracking up in my mind to thinking of the old Schwinn with the big spring sticking straight out on the. And their what was called the pea picker and the orange crate, the old Schwinn's that had that weird cantilever. I don't know what you call it. It's got one spring facing forward. Hope it doesn't look like that. Anyhow, go ahead, Gar, give it to Dakota.
I just wanted to touch this on RF real quick. Sorry for butting in. I posted a little audio clip of the difference between the ASP and the non-ASP in Telegram when John's talking. So check it out when you get home.
Saw how you like it so far.
Sounds incredible. Super loud, super, super, super clear, no weird noises. So far, so good.
So, can you make the Mount Clemens 7.2 from home?
One sec, I'll try. I don't know what that was. I had some super weird static. I'm getting it again.
Yeah, there might be some performance to be had out of that receiver up there in Richmond. I had it on the bench. I should have went through it. I didn't. So I may have to lug a piece of equipment into the field. Double check it.
All right, I'll let you guys get back to it. I just wanted to test.
were you, Dave? Were you here or were you the other one? I don't know what side of the radio it came out of. Ah, Roger. Which receiver you hit? We could go full duplex.
NIAJ, portable.
I can actually get some radiation from the sun. So, why not? I just think grab myself a drink. Maybe later.
I should go sit on the front porch and get the sunset. But that would involve moving.
Yeah, it's nice out here. But yeah, it does require you to get up, go to the front, but you know what, I mean, you got the sun on you, and in my case, Arturo Fuentes, with my company, it's all good.
Fine business.
Tiger's playing right now?
It's the second game of a three-game series with San Diego, who up until a few games ago was just on a tear. They were first place in the world. But the American League West is just on fire. The first four teams are got better records than most of the rest of MLB. Yeah, it's a series to watch or listen to.
Yeah, very fine. My wife had access to tickets to tomorrow's game, but I don't have the ability to go. So maybe next time. I'd like to get down there this year, you know?
Yeah, it's always a good game. I'll be back in just a minute. KADD. Now I got to tend to something.
IAJ. AIAJ, just hang on.
APN test, 1-2. Test, test.
KE8RUH testing. Anybody out there listening? KE8RUH testing a new radio.
Testing 123321. Anthony, I hear you out there. W8RCY.
Thank you, sir. Sounds like it's working. I got it. I've just been messing around trying to program this radio, and it looks like I finally got it to work. So thanks for coming back to me, and we'll talk to you in the morning. KE8RUH.
Is that radio call in the morning a threat or a promise, sir?
God willing, we all make it to the morning. It's a promise.
That is a very good answer, but if you're not on the air tomorrow, I'll understand why, because Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
Wouldn't it be fun to just eat spaghetti all day long?
There's only one problem. The doctor sees that I've, you know, my weight's up and my number's up and everything like that, and it's like, are you thinking every day is Wednesday and it's a Prince Spaghetti Day? Well, my weakness, one of my weaknesses is pasta, and I've been eating a lot of Chinese lately, and instead of getting rice, I eat lo mein, which are their ideas of noodles. So I know when I go see him around the first Tuesday of the month, next month, he's going to know, and he's going to yell at me. And, I mean, I dropped a lot of weight. Well, I haven't really lost a number of weight. I don't even know how much I weigh, but I lost a lot of mass. And, you know, just getting to the point where some of my skin is just hanging out of my gut. And I'm not proud of it, but, you know, it's work in progress, but I just got to watch what I eat and, like, everybody else has got to do. You know, you can do things, but you just got to do it in moderation, and sometimes moderation for me is a whole quart of lo mein from the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, that's probably not the best, but I guess everybody's got a weakness, right?
My weakness is actually thin crust pizza, and I order at least two a week. People look at me, and they go, how can you lose weight just eating pizza? And I said, well, first of all, it is wafer-thin crust, so the carbs are minimal. And I think you heard Sean talk about it the other day. He ordered a pizza bowl. Sean and I ordered from pretty much the same pizza place. We're not that far from each other to do it. But, yeah, it's like all the toppings of a pizza, the sauce, the cheese, and whatever toppings you want in a bowl. And there's enough in there to really fill you up. And but there's zero carbs because of there's no crust. And eat those occasionally as well if I have to watch on that, but I've cut a lot of carbs out, and I do a lot of protein. But protein will mess you up too. Messes up your, binds up your digestive system. And when I had my eye surgery a little over a year ago, protein messes up your eyes. If you eat a lot of chicken like I like to do, that's not healthy for your eyes down the road. Just a heads up.
Yeah, unfortunately, all the good stuff is it's not in moderation. It's not good for you.
Well, I live like a bachelor here in my senior campus, so, you know, I still do my own thing and toot my own horn. But with my Polish, German, and Belgian heritage, I grew up as a meat and potatoes guy. My father was a meat cutter butcher. I was a meat cutter butcher, and had a couple other distant family members that were involved in the trade. So it was steak and potatoes every time you turn around, pot roast on the weekends, dang rib roast on holidays. I mean, my father was a massive 360 when he got sick and eventually passed from cancer, but holy cow, I mean, if I eat today like I did growing up, I'd be probably easily twice my size.
Well, yeah, we all had youth on our side and fast metabolisms at one point. Unfortunately, that doesn't hold through your whole life.
No, and it plays havoc on your health. And my dad's two sisters passed with heart disease, and they were heavy set, heavy, you know, heavy women. And it takes, yeah, I mean, everything, I mean, there's heritage, and there's medical histories, family histories, and things like that. I mean, we can go through a whole bucket list of that, but I mean, I said to myself, I've been 310 twice in my lifetime in the last 36, 37 years that I've been divorced, and I've gotten it down to 190 a few times. I don't know where I'm at right now because the scales here in the physical fitness room are not working right. They got to change the batteries or something. But, yeah, I know I'm down about maybe 5 or 6 belt notches. So I know I've lost mass, maybe not so much weight. All right, I will wrap this up. I'll let you get home. Have a nice evening. And it sounds like Dakota might be able to do some life support work on my computer. And I truly appreciate your efforts. I didn't mean to make you work so hard today. You went in this morning thinking, oh, I'm going to have an easy day, and then you heard us talking about my Windows 10, and, you know, and Mr. Phelps, if you, this is your mission, if you decide to accept it, we will just, you know, disinvolve any knowledge of your existence. Again, thank you. It's much appreciated. Have an awesome day. W8RCY. We're clear.
Sounds good. We'll catch up with you in the morning. K8RUH. I'll be clear also.
On this lake?
Just leaving the county building. Had the little sky warning thingy.
Working on your get your learn on.
Well, so you know that I can feel myself educated and all that fun stuff. Yeah, the EM was there. I might have 5 minutes late, but at least I showed, so he knows I care.
Well, look at you go. I have been very bad at participating in all that, but I maintain that I have a whole different set of responsibilities should anything happen that would require their services, so it's kind of pointless.
I am one of the 3 oxys he has, so I figured I need to at least, you know, make an appearance so that he knows I care and thank him for his hard work, for what he does for us, and vice versa. So now I'm getting
getting on
69.
So, go home and microwave me up some ham, and Michelle's still at work, so I'll probably beat her home, because it's only 9:30, so yeah, she still has another half hour of work. But, oh look, I see the repeater. Hi, repeater.
I got to ask her a question about her employer's policy on scripts at some point.
I don't know if she's a stickler. She brought home forms for me to sign, but she couldn't even talk about my scripts. I did got ones for my parents, and because I guess they're cracking down on some of that stuff, too. But even though I'm attorney over my parents, I still have to have this script, or form, I guess, for them.
Oh, no, nothing like that. Nothing that would require any kind of, you know, release of information or anything like that, so. But, it's just our, it's in a nutshell. We, you know, of course, Rite Aid closed, so we had to move to Walgreens. Or they automatically, we didn't have to move there, but they automatically moved us there. So they're as convenient as anybody. They're right around the corner, so we just said, okay, we'll give it a try. And the thing that's bugging me is they're just having an impossible time getting Ozempic. It's like they never can get it on time. You know, like right now I've been out. I'm supposed to take it on Saturday, and I haven't even heard when I'm going to get it. And it doesn't matter. If I order it sufficiently ahead of time for them to get it, I can't because it's too early. And if I wait until the first day I can order it, they don't get it in time. And it's like, is this everywhere, or is this just mine? The second thing is, my insurance just told me, they said, if I get 90-day prescriptions, I get 1 month for free. So that means I don't have to pay one copay. And that can be significant. And so I try to get 90 days, especially on the more expensive prescriptions. And then just recently, they sent out a letter that said, oh, from now on, you can only get 90 days from Walgreens. And there was some mail order option, and which I'm probably going to have to investigate. And it seemed like not even within a few weeks of my insurance telling me I could only get 90 days through Walgreens, Walgreens announces they'll no longer fill 90 days. And I'm like, is that, again, is that my local one, or is that a corporate-wide policy?
So it's not just Victoria, it's Montjono is the same way. I can't get, and then they always, certain doses can't come, are always back ordered. It's like they only give the market a certain amount from wherever they come from, and they got to divvy it up a certain way. And when they took, but they didn't make those, I guess the way she explained it, because it was the same true thing about, with my Montjono, well, they took, four or five, like for her store, they took, four Rite Aids and put them into one, but they never upped the count of the distribution, and they did the same thing on all C2s as well, too. They didn't up the counts. So now that store now has four times the amount of the thing, but the DEA never upped the control amounts that they're allowed to have. They have
Didn't sound like any timeout I ever heard. It was just like a solid, like, 900 hertz tone, 800-900 hertz tone, just solid with a couple of little flickers in it, you know. It was crazy. Anyhow, yeah, so you're saying that they took on all the extra load, presumably from Rite Aids and everything like that, but they didn't up the number of on-hand scripts they were allowed to get or something. But is there any solution to that? I mean, we've got they've got a specialty pharmacy in Detroit that I get I've got one real specialty thing that I get, and it has to come through them. They won't even allow me to get that anywhere else. And I was thinking about trying them next time to see if it's any better.
No, so basically the central supplier that controls it, plus the DEA for CDs and things, only releases X amount of scripts of certain meds in a geographic store location. There's a waiting system to it, and even though they added two to four stores per store, or, you know, low subscription wise, they didn't change the numbers for that. So they're getting what they can as fast as they can from the supplier. It's like a multifaceted approach, you know, because of course they wish they could get it all and just fill everybody's script. That's what they're coming from the suppliers.
Well, I don't know how, you know, it seems to me it's worthless if they have something that you have to do, you know, weekly, and they can't, you know, they can't get it to you. And, you know, so you're always, like, screwing up the schedule. And I don't know. So I don't even know when the hell I'm going to get mine. My day came and went Saturday, and, you know, and I don't know. Maybe I'll get it this week. Maybe I'll get it by next Saturday. You know, who knows?
Oh, I know. I've gone where we had to adjust mine because, you know, they didn't have the dose in time, so we had one script left of my two. As we took two of my doses, I was able to equal one dose. We filled that script because they had that dose on hand, and just to get by until they got my right dose in. And then, when I went to fill that script, they're like, "Oh, well, it's too soon." I said, "No, it's not. Not for this dose." Well, so I'm like, really? So, yeah, it's not just it's an everywhere problem in the region, especially in Michigan, because they combined everything.
Oh, well, nothing I'm going to do about it. I might try the one. I might also try the online suggestion, but I got to figure out who it is. I'm having a hell of a time figuring out who it is that can do the 90 days besides. See, that was the other thing, too. I wonder if it's just on that specific script that they won't do 90s on. But, you know, that cost me money. They just recently announced they won't do 90s. So it might be part of the same issue. Who knows? But everything else I get is really easy peasy. You know, the problem is all these people that want it because they're, you know, they want to lose weight. You know, that's the problem. If they would just keep it for people that actually need it, you know, for medical reasons, and we probably wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah, like my insurance, only because I'm a type 2 and for diabetic is why they're covering it. You know, it's not just to lose weight, but, you know, people who purchase, yeah. That's definitely not helping matters right there with the supply. But combining four stores and then the DEA distribution not upping 12 quotas, that's been readjusting quotas. That's been a bigger kicker. And I think they only adjust them every now and then, I think is what she said. So, like, I don't know when the cycle is that it'll hopefully maybe get adjusted, but that's only one. It's like one cog of a multi-cog problem.
Well, maybe that's where the specialty pharmacy downtown, you know, has some, maybe they're more on top of that.
I don't think they even, well, they might have a walk-in, but I think they're mostly just you order from them and ship it out. I got this one, it's I take it quarterly, so four times a year, and they ship that out to me, and it's on ice on my porch and the next day. So hell, they can do that with the Ozempic as well. Although if somebody knows I got a Ozempic sitting on my front porch, I'll be a target.
Yeah, I was gonna say you might, get some chick wanting her being a porch pirate.
Buy it on the black market. Man, I got Ozempic, I got Mozambo or whatever the heck that stuff is you're taking, I've got Julicity. What you need?
Yo, man, mine's not that compounded stuff on crap either. Mine's, the pure natural stuff from the factory.
Yuppers. Well, mine does wonder to keep my sugar in check. I always had to watch pretty careful, carbs and obviously no sugars, but carbs, and two things helped me was one, getting the constant glucose monitor, because I can see what affects me and what doesn't, because everything that should doesn't, and some things that shouldn't do. So, I think everybody's different, but like I can drink whiskey. No problem, doesn't raise me at all. I can eat potatoes, most kinds, and doesn't affect me. I can eat rye bread, doesn't affect me terribly, and I can control it pretty good. But white bread and man, if I have something flaky like a croissant or something like that, forget it. It takes me out, it shoots me to the moon. So the constant monitor was just wonderful in helping me figure out what I could and couldn't get away with. And then add to it that, which was if I did decide to go off the ranch a little bit and have noodles or rice or something like that, that stuff is a miracle, and it keeps me in check. So the thing is I'm eating a lot more normal with this, where if I was smart, I would still eat, a diabetic diet and get the benefit, but I don't. Instead, I eat, I'll have an ice cream sandwich or something I shouldn't have, and that I could never have otherwise, and for the most part, not something in my wheelhouse, and now the Ozempic lets me do that, because it doesn't really spike, I'm like, that stuff works wonders, but it makes me get lazy, and now I'm trying to pay attention, and let the Ozempic in combination with watching, my carbs and what I eat and stuff like that, and try to get back in the, with the summer, in spring here, get back on my feet and stuff. So, anywho, hopefully that'll all pay off, and by the end of the year, I'll be, instead of working the 5K, I'll be running the 5K.
That'd be awesome. Well, and that, my sugar was going too low, so they kicked me off the one-week dose of Mounjaro, they took me off the Clipazide and all that because I was crashing too much. So, I noticed a big difference taking the Mounjaro versus the, what was the one I was taking every day? You're injecting every day. Victoza. So when insurance said they wanted me to switch to this instead of that, I'm like, okay. Well, I noticed a big difference with that.
Well, you got to do what works for you. Like I said, everybody's different. I think that's the one Wally's on. I think he's on that Mounjaro or whatever. So. I was on Trulicity, Mounjaro, Jumanji, I don't know. I was on that Trulicity. That didn't work for me, and Ozempic does. But then I talked to my doctor, and he says, you were on the lowest dose because we never upped it. So anyhow, that was a little easier to get, I think. But it didn't work for me like this other stuff does. Oh, well, enough on all this. I am going to go in the other room, get myself a beverage, probably water, because I got to be good. going on 10 o'clock and I still haven't got my cat videos in.
Well, I just backed into the driveway.
Although I see Michelle's icon moving, so she got out a little early. So she's on her way here. So I'm going to go inside and heat up some ham, and I haven't ate, and I need to, even though I'm not hungry, I have to eat, obviously. Okay, so I'm going to do that. What do you eat up?
Alrighty, have fun. I'll be around for a bit anyhow, but need even cat videos. WFU.